Well, according to the people that I met today, most of them didn't vote yesterday because they think it was useless and it won't change much. And they knew that the yes would win. So for them, they thought that their vote wouldn't change a thing, which is one thing. And also, I would not say that they are quite happy with the coup attempt, but they say that maybe it's not such a bad thing, and it will help towards a solution that could be negotiated.
What is making the result take so long?
The result of elections or referendum in Madagascar always took long because there are some very remote areas where it takes time to that are not accessible very easily, especially in rainy season. It's raining in Tana today, so you have to have a very big means, like helicopters or special means to get the results in a fast way. But it always takes more than 3 weeks, even sometimes more than a month to get the official results altogether.
Patricia, what is the situation on the ground, especially in Tana?
But it is hard to say because the journalists apparently are not authorized to speak freely, and maybe they can get the right information on their side. But there are some military people saying that they would want to see power. Are they in a position to do so? This is hard to say. I don't think so for the time being. And I guess as you say, it's also very confused for people in Tana.
We also heard reports that the soldiers seem to have come together who used to support various former presidents, and they're wondering what brought them together to stage an attempted coup. What can you tell me about this?
Yes, it is quite strange that those military people managed to get together. I mean, they were enemies yesterday and now they are allies, you know. There were people there who were supporting Radwelna when he took power in March 2009. There were some military who were working with Ravan Manana. There were people that worked with Ratsiraka. So on their side, it's quite surprising that they finally managed to get together and fight for the same goal. It's a little bit late. I mean, it took them 18 months to do so, but maybe it's better late than never.
Some business organizations are not pleased with the confusion in the country, saying that it's hurting their business. What can you tell me about this, especially the tourism industry?
Because when you hear news about the coup d'etat in a country, the first business that is hurt is tourism. I guess now you know the tourism season now starts from July to the December in Madagascar. There are a lot of tourists that are coming are visiting the country now, and they are quite concerned and worried about should they come or not. So for the time being, there were no problems with the flights today. The planes could still land, but that's a good thing. But I mean, the news that they heard on the international network didn't give much information. So that is a problem. I guess the message that we can say is that there's no violence for the time being, and business is going on.
Some people are wondering why the business community is not putting pressure on the political leaders to resolve the crisis. Is there any explanation as to why they have kept quiet for this while?
I guess there are some explanations. Because, you know, some of those people are very close to some of the people in charge are very close to some business community, It is strange that they didn't react more than that, but they didn't put more pressure. They should have at the very beginning of the crisis, where there was a lot of violence and the impact on the economy was very strong. I guess that there was no real impact on the exchange rate, for example, or on the inflation rate. Maybe finally they decided to cope with it. But at the same time, the situation cannot last forever. Because we're still in recession.